Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.
Kiari Harris continues blaming the Buffalo Public School District for the arrest and charges because she's claiming the paperwork for her 8 and 11-year-old children were not properly processed, and she went ahead and was homeschooling them. You've been on the story as well as I have. Tell us the latest of what you've uncovered.
So the latest was last week, Ms. Harris, with the District Parent Coordinating Council, did file 2 civil rights complaints, one with the U.S. Department of Education against the school district, and one with the U.S. Department of Justice against the county, particularly as it pertains to Child Protective Services. You know, the basic allegation is that she was racially discriminated against in this case because she is an African-American woman.
And the charges were educational neglect and interfering with the process. However, there were other charges, and Harris offered an explanation to the press last week on this.
So for them to say that they were being educationally neglected, there was no basis for their claims. And the other 2 charges, they were from years ago, unrelated to this circumstance at all. And my children were never in imminent danger. CPS did not follow proper procedure. They were supposed to check and see if the children were in imminent danger, and that should be the only basis that children should be removed from a home.
What have you found out about those other charges?
You know, this is kind of a convoluted situation here. There's 7 charges included in the original petition. Sam Radford made reference to those at the press conference last week. Most of them do pertain to educational issues and this kind of concept of educational neglect. There are several other charges, and I did have an opportunity to see the original petition that was filed. The other ones pertain to moving her children around a lot, not providing stable housing. There's an incident that a police report was filed on several years ago where she was involved in a domestic dispute that involved a knife. And then there's been at least one other CPS call when she has been investigated. You know, part of the complexity of this situation is anything involving a child, whether it's school-related or CPS-related, is of the utmost confidentiality. So the people who are involved in this, from the school district to the police to CPS, are bound by very strict confidentiality laws that they cannot talk about it. So we, you know, as a result, I think the media, as we've been covering this story, we're relying on, you know, what documentation Ms. Harris has made available, what documentation the people who are advocating for her have made available. You know, and as I think you hear in the soundbite, it wasn't really clear walking away from that press conference what the 2 other charges are. Now, in her defense, Ms. Harris, when she did address those both during the press conference and on Facebook, you know, her argument is the district called CPS because my kids weren't in school. They showed up, started this investigation, and went and dug up these old charges that there was no basis for. You know, there were no arrests made in any of those reports. She does not have a criminal record. You know, another kind of complexity to this is none of these agencies have a very good track record on their own. You know, you look at the school district, doesn't always have its act together. It's believable that they made a paperwork error. CPS, also not, you know, a great track record. The police, not a great track record, especially when it comes to race relations in this community. So, you know, you have a lot of questions about what happened and no clear answers.
And some sources to us in the legal community say it just doesn't add up, that there are holes in her story.
Right. I mean, you and I talked about it off air. I pulled the numbers. 28% of the kids in the district as of the end of December were either chronically or severely truant. You know, the absentee issue is one that continues to dog the city. And, you know, you just don't hear about parents getting arrested and their kids taken for an absentee issue, which even though, you know, there's a lot of focus on this homeschooling piece, but this would have started with an absentee issue. If the paperwork was not in or the paperwork got lost, the call got made not because she was homeschooling, but because the kids were not in school and nobody knew where they were. Whether it was because she didn't file the paperwork or the district lost it, the essence of this is the children were not in school, so somebody made a call to check and see where they were. You know, the other thing that factors in is there's over 300 children in Buffalo who are being homeschooled. And even Sam Radford made this point at the press conference that he's never heard of a case where CPS has stepped in and taken a child for either an attendance issue or a homeschooling issue. He homeschools his own children, some of them, and has never run into a problem with the district. So this is a very unique situation, you know, and it just keeps developing.
Now, in all fairness, the district did put out a statement. They haven't had any more recent comments on the federal complaint that she filed, but originally they did put out a statement.
They did. And again, you know, this is they could get sued. And whoever does release any information could lose their job. And that's federal law that the district cannot disseminate. They can't even confirm where a child goes to school, really. You know, they did, I think, when the DPCC got involved and had a press conference and all this information is being put out there, issued the statement saying that CPS was involved before she filed her homeschooling paperwork. I do think it's important to note it's not really clear from the district statement. I think there's been people are reading it as if CPS was involved before this attendance issue came up. But what the district actually said was CPS was called before she submitted her paperwork. So it's totally plausible that the district called CPS because the kids weren't in school, and then she submitted her homeschooling paperwork. And there is a fairly wide window for how long you have once you start homeschooling and when you have to file that paperwork. And this case, she did file in that window or very close to it. So she may not have been outside of the rules and the regulations for even filing that paperwork.
I guess, if anything, they'll probably all be reviewing the process for this for the future.
Well, I think you do see that happening already. You know, Dr. Eric Rosser was at the city council committee meeting last week when this came up. He did reach out and asked. He wanted to meet with this mother to get more about her perspective about what happened, to kind of see where these breakdowns are. We did learn at the subsequent DPCC press conference that that meeting did not happen, and Ms. Harris declined to talk about why that meeting didn't happen. You know, again, the county hasn't really come out and said much about this. Again, they're bound by very similar confidentiality rules. But, you know, I imagine that they're looking at this case and trying to figure out what happened. You know, you have a lot of different agencies involved. This has already gone before a family court judge who denied her request to give her children back. You know, and again, I think they're kind of in the same boat as everyone else. They may have more access to the paperwork, but this has become, you know, a huge he said, she said, he said, she said situation, you know, across these different agencies. And I think, you know, the important thing that everyone has to remember is you're talking about two children here. And, you know, you have two children who have not seen their mother in over a month. And you have two children who all of these agencies, though, have been charged with making sure that their well-being is the priority. And, you know, I think sometimes that gets lost in the coverage of this is, you know, what we're talking about here is two kids. And I think the expectation would be for all of these agencies, as well as the DPCC and Ms. Harris, to be working together to try to come to some sort of resolution that's in their best interest.
And Harris has certainly said that she believes her children were traumatized. Right now, they're attending school outside the city school district. We will keep following this. Tiffany Lankus from the Buffalo News, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.